Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
The legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
Dude,
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by Stream8.com, the global leader in live streaming with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. Stream8 creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on Stream8.com. The question is, are you ready? Hey, Skin, how are you, love?
Doing great. Great, Andrea. Long time no nudity.
Talking about Westworld.
Yeah, right. Oh, God. We'll get into that.
We'll get to it. I know.
I was in Italy for 10 days with my family, which
beautiful.
It's good and bad. It's cool that I was able to take my kids to Europe, and Italy's fantastic. But there were times where, like, I got like an eighth grader, a sixth grader, and a fourth grader, and you're sitting in one of the most beautiful spots on earth, romantic, and I'm sitting there, you know, they're all pissy and we're yelling at each other, and I look over at the table, two things down, and there's like this French guy with some model, they're drinking wine, you know, they're going back to have sex, and I'm
totally
sitting here dealing with three kids. But anyway, it was a fun time. Ate well, drank well, had a great vacation, but now I'm back and ready to talk nudity. So
I have just one question for you, because, you know, I'm a major foodie. I love traveling to eat. What was your hands down best thing you had on that trip?
Well, I think, obviously the pastas are great, fish, everything like that. That's always good. But really what's special there is the pizza. Like, you walk your ass off all day in 85 degree heat around Rome. We were in Florence and Venice and all that. You're walking and walking and walking, and you're like, you're tired, you're exhausted. You sit down and they make, it's different than American pizza. It's real flat.
Oh, it's the best.
And, you know, yeah, but it's so good.
So
and, you know,
simple.
Had a little, some wine, some beer, some pizza. And the funny thing is, so as much as food and drink I had, I didn't gain a pound because you walk so much.
Because you're
sweat.
Moving
yeah,
and you're moving. Sweating.
And you're not eating crap either, because
no,
there's no process.
Ingredients.
Everything's real ingredients. Yeah. But
totally.
It's also cool because, like, you go to the Roman Colosseum, which I had been to before, but I want my kids to see it. And, like, it's 2,000 fucking years old. It's like,
it's so cool,
for
man.
For Americans, it's weird because, I mean, our country's 250 years old and they have buildings in the middle of downtown in Rome or Venice or Florence that, you know, are built in the 1400s, 200 AD. It's just crazy. It's really fun. Everyone should go.
Everyone should go.
Yeah. I remember we did one of my favorite playlists we did was, Gladiator Girls Nude. And I remember the name of the playlist was Now You See Them in the Colosseum.
I love that.
Yeah. Like stuff from Rome and these different television shows, Spartacus and all this other stuff. So where these girls were nude. So anyway, it was a good trip. I'm glad to be back.
Beautiful. Though. I love hearing about all European and travels always. So, well, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad I have someone to talk nudity with, because my friends are not on that level that we're at, and they think I'm weird. So, glad you're back.
Yeah.
So let's talk about it. You want to start with movies or
so
TV?
Obviously we got a bunch of stuff. So obviously over the last couple of weeks where I was out of town, we played we did some podcasts of some years, but I'm going to catch up with stuff that happened in movies and television over the last couple of weeks. So I kind of cherry picked the best, what I thought was the best stuff. There was tons, a lot of things I could have talked about, but I kind of want to give you the highlights today. And I'm going to start with movies.
Okay.
A couple of things. So one is a VOD release of a movie called Wetlands. And
Wetlands sounds promising.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's about a man who travels to Atlantic City for a fresh start. with the help of his new business partner and his loyal daughter. And Heather Graham appears in this movie and has a very hot lesbian makeout session with the topless Raina DeCoursey. And Raina's topless a few times in this. And I got to tell you, first of all, I was talking to someone recently and we were lamenting and not upset, but just talking about the fact that Heather Graham seems later in life to be doing a lot of girl action, which I'm not complaining about, mind you, but it's all of a sudden she's doing all these movies. I had like four movies in the last probably 6 or 7 years where she's done some great girl stuff. And it's pretty cool. I'm, I don't know what's getting into her. No, yeah, no pun intended.
Yeah, but Raina DeCoursey is getting into her,
well,
it looks like.
Yeah, and it's pretty cool. But we were, I was trying to, before I came on the show, get an exact number. I had, off the top of my head, I had four movies where, we had Heather Graham lesbianism, and I should say over the last like 10 years, but still, it's pretty cool. So anyway, she's in this. And then another favorite of mine, Jennifer Eel, who you wouldn't know this, but it was a 1992 miniseries called The Chamomile Lawn. And okay. I've always loved this because Jennifer Eel has these huge natural breasts. This was 1992. She did this miniseries.
Oh, yeah. So those are great.
Yeah. I've always been a big fan of hers. And she is topless. She's the one who's looking in the mirror, Andrea, in that the mirror scene there. So
I love mirror nudity.
Yes. I'm a big fan of the mirror when it's full frontal mirror because you get... you get the 360 where you get full frontal and full backle at the same time. So
yes,
in her case, she's just topless. But yes, Jennifer Eel, here it is about 15 years later since she did that incredible nudity in the Chamomile Lawn. She's nude again and looks fantastic. And those are real, as you could tell.
They're amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
Aren't they great? Yeah. So anyway, that movie's called Wetlands with Heather Graham. That is new on VOD while we were away. And you're going to go nuts over this because this is just crazy stuff. So there's a movie called The Double Lover, which is new on Blu-ray last week. Well, let me tell you something. This had one of the wildest openings to a movie you're ever going to see. For anyone out there, if you go to women that go to the gynecologist, there's an instrument called the speculum. And they open the movie, Andrea, and you don't even see, CP kind of cut this off, which is fine. But, this is how the movie opens, where a gynecologist has the speculum in, and the actress's name is Maureen Vacht. And,
this is not Maureen, is it?
Oh, yeah. And,
no way.
And what they do is.
No fucking way.
Yeah. Well, they film this in such a way that it starts with literally the camera in there looking in her vagina. It's really crazy.
The speculum's in there. It's open. We start in her vaginal canal.
Yes. Yes. You start there. But the way they filmed it is as he pulls out the speculum, it's, it then transitions into her eye as she's laying on the thing. It's really weird. You got to see it. But it did win during our Anatomy Awards, the most spectacular speculum scene of 2017. So we were all over this when it came out because we had never seen anything like it. It's one of the craziest gynecology shots ever in the history of movie. And it's Maureen's vagina. By the way, she has a ton of nudes, crazy sex scenes too, as you can see, like one where she's getting banged above. But this is Double Lover is it debuted at Cannes in 2017. We've been all over it for a while. It's finally out on Blu-ray. Check it out. But you got to see this speculum scene. It's how the movie opens, so it's easy to find. But
but I'm so confused. How can we know that this is her and not like a real doll or like
sources tell me. Sources tell me.
That is fucking crazy. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. She has one hot snatch straight up.
Yeah.
Like that thing snapped right back when he pulled the speculum out.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. But anyway, the name of the movie is The Double Lover. And wow. It's new on Blu-ray, and it's French with English subtitles. But please check it out, or just go to MrSkin.com and watch this scene. We do have it at the website. Hey, one other movie note, and we're kind of excited about this, is back in 2015 at the Toronto Film Festival, my Skin Scouts were there, and they saw a movie called London Fields. And what was so good about it was the fact that Amber Heard, who I believe at the time was with Johnny Depp, but maybe she was just, I can't, the timeline on Johnny Depp and her, I don't remember. But anyway, the bottom line is, so this movie was at the, so the movie was at the Toronto Film Fest. Amber Heard in London Fields, and as you can see in this picture, London Bridge is falling down here.
Yes.
She did a nude scene, and my guys were like, oh my God, there's some great Amber Heard nudity in this. And then the movie just disappeared. So that was 2015. And I guess there was some lawsuit over the nudity or something. I don't know the details, but there was a lawsuit with the producers and her, and then all that. So this movie kind of disappeared since then. Well, while I was away, they finally released the Red Band trailer of this movie, and lo and behold, they included one of Amber Heard's nude scenes from London Fields. And Andrea, is that not going to be in contention for Best Butt? And since it's going to be released this year, it's eligible for the our 2018 Anatomy Awards. But does it get much better than that? Amber Heard butt shot in London Fields. This is breaking news. We're very excited about it.
It's everything we love in a butt. It's perky. It's round. She's got a gorgeous back. She has that little tiny diamond shaped window right below the cooch between the upper thighs. What did we call that?
What do we call it? A diamond in the muff?
Yeah. Yes. She's got a diamond in the muff.
Yeah.
She herself is phenomenally beautiful. Yeah. Her body's flawless. I mean, she's amazing. This could be it, Skin.
Yeah, and we don't know what happens a lot. Rumor has it there's been some editing of this movie since what my guy saw at the Toronto Film Festival because of all the lawsuits, everything. I don't know what's going to end up making the cut here, but if you have a great nude scene like this in the Red Band trailer for the movie, chances are there's going to be more where that came from. So the name of the movie is London Fields. My guys say August, be looking for that in theaters. And I guess she plays a clairvoyant, so we'll
cool.
So that's all I know about the movie, but Amber Heard, great nude scene, and we have it at MrSkin.com right now. So
absolutely beautiful, loving that. Thank you for sharing that. And now it's time for our Hot Movies Did You Know segment, sponsored by HotMovies.com, the largest adult video library available online, featuring movies from vintage 8mm films to the very latest and greatest films being released today. There's always something to see, to do, and to learn at HotMovies.com.
If you don't believe us, you can check it out for yourself at HotMovies.com or talk to them on Twitter. They are at HotMovies.
Perfect. Well, I have a fact for you, Skin. Did you know, you probably know all this stuff, did you know that B-movie director Ed Wood's last film was a hardcore adult movie called The Young Marrieds?
I actually did know that, but I could tell you it was not as bad as Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Anything has got to be sexier.
Yeah. Well, I do remember that, but I have a fact for you, Andrea. Do you know who Jack Baker is?
From MASH in Good Times?
Exactly. He also he also played the drummer Styx on Happy Days, which is pretty funny. And in 1984, he crossed over to adult movies and starred in Marilyn Chambers' Private Fantasies, and also New Wave Hookers and The Devil and Miss Jones, Volumes 3 and 4. So think about that. A guy that was on Happy Days playing Styx, who I remember, the drummer, he actually crossed over into porn.
Wow, sounds like he had a long career.
No pun intended. So anyway, here's another fact. I bet you didn't know that Thora Birch's parents were both porn stars. She was the girl who was in American Beauty in the window, topless, the daughter in American Beauty.
I did know that, and only because you told me, and they were the porn stars. Her parents were Carol Connors and Jack Birch.
Right. Yeah. And they both starred in Deep Throat and Candy Goes to Hollywood.
So she was born to be a star, but I have a scientific fact for you here. Are you ready?
Well, I love science. Let's hear it. Yeah. I did not know that. I did not know that, but I agree with it 100%. I'm on it. So you're saying watching porn is also safer for couples because studies also show that 33% of Americans get injured during sex. Did you know that? Oh, my God. Well, listen, big thanks to HotMovies.com for that adult video entertainment. They, of course, have the largest video library available online, featuring movies from vintage 8 millimeter films to the very latest and greatest films being released today. There is always something to see, to do, and to learn at HotMovies.com. Yeah, well, now I got to get into some TV stuff, and I want to start with Westworld. And let me say, in 2016, season one of Westworld, it won our Anatomy Award for Best Television Show for Nudity. That season was so legendary, and what was so great about it is the main characters in the movie, the television show, the stars of Westworld did the nude scenes. It wasn't,
that's right.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't
no-name extras that weren't in the credits. It wasn't even guest stars. It was like the A-list all-star cast.
Right. Evan Rachel Wood, Tandy Newton. They were the big stars in great light. Everything.
Clinical light.
What I had before the first season, I knew there would be nudity because we talked about how if you could create women that are, robots, but you can't tell the difference between a human being and a robot, what do you think is going to happen? There's going to be orgies. There's going to be all this stuff, which there was. What I didn't count on was how they had so many scenes where the actual actresses playing the robots, like Evan Rachel Wood and Tandy Newton and many others, would go back to the lab and just lay on the table completely nude while the scientists were working on them, and they never put sheets over them or anything. So it was just the amount of nudity in season one of Westworld was legendary, and we, of course, rightly voted it best television show for nudity. Well,
yes.
Since that 2016 debut, I've been talking for over a year and a half. Hey, be ready for season two. This is going to be awesome. There's going to be a ton of nudity. Couldn't have hyped it up more on the radio, on my podcast, the website, everything else. What happens? They do season two, and Andrea, I want to tell you, I wouldn't even put Westworld in the top 20 television shows for nudity in 2018. They just finished their 10th episode last night, and there were nude scenes. Last night, I don't want to give it away because there was a big reveal, but Tessa Thompson, who plays Charlotte, had a full nude scene, but it was so dark, it was hard to make out details. You could see her butt for a while, and then she was fully nude, but it was really difficult to see. The week before, Evan Rachel Wood was naked in an examination room, but it was a very distant shot, even hard to tell it was her. There were nude scenes, but it's unprecedented.
So slight, it's not even worth mentioning.
Yeah,
right?
It's just weird to go from being the best to like the 20th in one season. It's weird. It's just,
I feel baited
happened.
And switched skin.
Masturbated and switched, yes.
I really do. It's like, because that's what you're left with is like, you know, just masturbation. It's like having a beautiful orgy and then left with your own hand.
Yeah, is it?
Right. I mean, that's the level of letdown I feel with this show.
We used to call it Breast World. Now it's a Mess World. I don't know what to tell you. So I got to say too, like in 2016, the first season, there was a lot of like, you know, water cooler talk about Westworld. Like a lot of people were into it. I haven't heard the same buzz in season two. Like, and I'm going to blame it on lack of nudity.
It is that the show also got super weird. I kind of tuned out. I watched it out of like loyalty. Like, hey, I've already put in so many hours into this show. I'm not going to stop watching it now, you know? And thank God there's some stuff going on in the last couple episodes.
Yeah, it was a disappointment, I have to say, and I usually
on so many levels.
yeah. So it was surprising. I didn't expect that, but yeah, they're done, and they were renewed for a third season, so it is coming back. But hopefully, season two. Oh yeah, they're coming back. Season two.
Well, they better come back with some damn nudity.
Yeah, let's do it.
Because if you're not completely into the show, but it has sexy women nude, then we'll check it out, you know? So
I know I'm going to see hot, beautiful, you know, robots emulated under perfection, of course I'm going to tune in. Who doesn't want to see what, you know, perfect, naked, beautiful model type, gorgeous robots look like?
Robot,
like, of course I'm going to turn. Yeah, it's like, it's everyone's fantasy. It's like having these perfect, you know, I don't know. I could go on and on and on. It's just upsetting me.
Yeah, I know. You were bummed about that. But anyway, so
super bummed.
We're dumb, and it'll probably be then, 2020 before we get season three. So we'll keep you posted. Andrea, Wheel of Skin, my favorite part of the show. This is where CP, the EP, spins the wheel, and he pulls up an actress, which I can give her full skinography on, and we have over 28,000 actresses at MrSkin.com. I, of course, am Pat Sajakoff. You are?
Badger White, you know
it. Yes, and this is a Merkin Griffin production, but Wheel of Skin, I love it, and CP always pulls one out of the hat that I know I'll like, but I am waiting to hear who the winner of the Wheel of Skin is so I could do a skinography on her. So go ahead, spin the wheel, CP.
Okay. And we have Claire Danes.
I love all that. There's never one where I say, that's a shitty one. I always like the ones he comes up with. So that's awesome. Best known as bipolar CIA babe Carrie Matheson on Homeland, which is a great show on Showtime. You know, she also... Well, how old was she? About 15 when she was on that My So-Called Life.
I used to live for that show.
Yeah, that was like in the mid-90s.
Yes.
It was actually about the trials and tribulations of a 15-year-old girl. And I think she really was 15. That was a generation-defining movie. Like, girls from that era really loved that show. And I don't even know the reason it only was on one or two seasons. Maybe it was a ratings thing, but anyway.
It was pretty like deep and dark. Maybe like if a parent caught wind of that, they probably would have been like, "This is not to be watched in our home."
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
But anyway, I know it's critically acclaimed, and it's still really cool. So anyway, My So-Called Life, she was on, but yeah, like I said, best known as Carrie Matheson on Homeland, but. Let's talk about her nudity. And what's interesting, Andrew, from all the Homeland nudity that they've had through the years, Marina Backer and Morgan Saylor, all the different babes who've done nude scenes, Claire Danes held out. And yeah, she was in her underwear and stuff, but never did a nude scene until this current season, season 7, I think it was episode 7, there was a scene with Mandy Patkin and these FBI guys where... outside her apartment, and she's hooking up with a guy, and I can't remember the circumstance because I didn't see the episode, but that Patinkin and company are outside, and I watched the nude scene, but it's funny, she finally did a real nude scene on the show where she was having sex with this guy, and you could see her butt, but then when we look closer, because she had to jump up when the FBI guys barged in, she was wearing nip patches, which was really weird. So it is a nude scene, but she was not completely nude because she had like flesh colored nip patches, which was kind of crazy, but at least she did her first nude scene on the show this season. So that's what, but the good news is she did a couple other nude scenes way back earlier in her career, and one is a kind of a powdered wig movie from 2004. It was set in the 1660s called Stage Beauty. And so it was in between My So-Called Life and Homeland, like right in the middle. She did this Stage Beauty, and she was topless in that, and showed left breast in a really good scene. But I love the one, my favorite Claire Danes, Andrea, has to be the movie she did with Steve Martin called Shop Girl.
Totally. You
know, yeah, so at the 47-minute mark, Steve Martin is sitting on a bed, or next to a bed, and she is laying completely nude, on. She's like, you know, it's like head down, butt up scene. Wow. As you can imagine, she has such a great butt. That is my favorite Claire Danes nude scene. Shop Girl is Steve Martin at the 47 minute mark.
You know, every time I see Claire Danes, I feel like she and I have very similar body, like the shape of it. And I will tell you, her butt is standout. Like, yep. I look at it and I'm like, sometimes it's hard to pinpoint what someone's absolute best feature is, but I think her butt is definitely her best feature. It's so good.
Yeah, that's how I am. And she's more of an A-cup all-star, but her butt is spectacular. And she's super intelligent in real life.
So smart.
She's gorgeous. Yeah, I'm a big, big fan of Claire Danes. So CP, great wheel of skin spin. I love it, and love to share any Claire Danes nudity info with people, because this, of course, is very important for everyone to know.
It's important to me.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, well, we're both big fans, so that was a great one. Thanks,
huge.
CP.
And now it's time for our StreamMate Cam Model Spotlight of the Week, and I am so excited to introduce everyone to Ava Dahl. Hello, gorgeous.
Hey, hi. Woo, me.
Me and Skin are so excited to talk to you, because let's let the audience in on a little something. She's a 38H.
All natural.
Standing for hallelujah. Girl, and you know what? As you should, they are amazing. And it's not just like, oh, she's a chick, she has big boobs. You are such a fun, wild chick. You know, I'm looking at your profile here on StreamMate, and the first thing about you that I read, and I love it because it reminds me of me. You go, you know what else I can do besides be witty, charming, and fun? I can get fucking nasty.
Oh, yes! Right? I know, right? That's like, oh my gosh. Plus, you talk about like cam girls. I just feel like there are so many of my friends are cam girls too, or film a lot, because like they have that kind of fun, sexy energy, you know, that's just like part of, you know, if you're a really good cam girl, off my shoulder, you know what I mean, like you have that kind of like where you can have a lot of fun with your job, you know, and that's amazing.
Oh, it's absolutely true. I think, you know, Skin, you and I identify with that. If we weren't loving what we do, we wouldn't do it either.
You and I are the definition of enjoying our jobs. And Ava, as I've been checking out some vids, looking at your StreamMate link. Her personality comes out, doesn't it? I mean, you picked up on it right away. She's just a lot of fun and beautiful. I'm enjoying these pics, let's just say that.
Okay, Ava, we know why Skin's enjoying your pics, because your boobs, and two, like your main profile pic is you with like two like massive dongs by your face.
Nothing wrong with that.
Every single profile picture that I had, like Twitter, for StreamMate, every single picture I had was me down on my knees. Uh-huh. I think it took me like 5 years of camming before I kind of adventuresome, you know, like kind of tried something else out. I had one that like where I had literally two sausages. It was right like near St. Patty's Day, and I was wearing like my green shirt, and I just had these two big giant sausages, and it was just dinner. Like we were just like I was down my, like it was my kitchen floor. Like my fiance just like took a picture, and like one of my cam friends was just like sent me a message, you know, and it was just like, OMG, I just saw your profile picture. That's hilarious, you know, like what kind of crazy stuff am I up to now? Kind of thing.
I love that. That is so funny. So how did you make the transition from sausage to dildo?
I know, right? I like originally got into camming. Like a lot of people, I think I needed like a job, flexible hours. And I had almost no idea what camming was. And my fiance, we were dating at the time, and he was like, babe, I think you'd be really good at camming. And I was like, okay. And I just like literally just gave it a try, took the like camera built in on my, you know, Mac laptop at the time.
And that's just, right, girl. Like,
just started filming and started doing stuff. Then it was like when I first started camming, I didn't squirt. I was too shy. Wow. You know, like if you can imagine such a thing as me being too shy.
And look at you now.
Yeah.
You would never guess. Like when I first started, like my shows were pretty adorable compared to the kind of like spit covered fluids everywhere. Like I want to look destroyed by the time I log off cam. That's like my goal.
Get it. I love that. Okay. So you've been camming for quite a while. What are like your major standouts of like camming highlights of your whole career?
Camming highlights. I would have to say one of my highlights of my career was actually becoming friends with Rain and May. We like, you know, cammed on the same site. We both cammed for StreamMate, and we met like through Twitter, and like she was so helpful and like took me under her wing, like gave me the keys to the castle, would answer any question anytime, and then we like just became best friends. I think that's probably the best thing you could ever get out of camming is like a best friend, you know,
like right.
About everything, you know, like who's got your back, you know, you've got hers. Like we just have so much fun together.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's right? Like a mentor.
That would be one of my like cam highlights is like, and then we've cammed together. We've shot together. Like there's nothing more fun than hanging out with your friend and like making money, you know, like what I get paid to like hang out with her. Like that's ridiculous and amazing, you know.
Now, so just,
there's layers to how amazing that is.
Does she love deep throating as much as you do? Let's be real.
No, not a lot of people love deep throating as much as I do. Like, okay, there's so really not. Like, I really, like, I would get crazy eyes about it. Like, I
yes.
really into like sucking dick, like super into it. Like, now, personally and professionally, I absolutely love everything about it.
I have a couple of questions about this, and Skin, I'm sure you're with me. When did you know that you had this special gift of taking it deep?
Yes, good question. I had a photographer friend of mine who was just like spitballing ideas with me, you
no
know,
pun
like
intended, one, yeah.
Right, you know, and like
or not snowballing, right?
Yeah.
Right, no, exactly, right. He said, he was like, you know, if you just have bigger toys, like just sitting there, you know, like this is one of those camming 101. Have a toy at least sitting next to you or on your bed or somewhere so that people can start to have an idea of what they can put inside of you. You know, like that's just, and he was like, maybe you should have like bigger toys. And you say, you know, well, I could like work up to that or, you know, like there's some kind of thing. Well, I really took that idea and like
ran with it.
So
yes,
I bought my first double-sided foot-long dildo.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happened. Like, it really was like this amazing, magical moment where one of the guys, I was camming, and he was like, do you think you could deep throat that? And I was like, well, let's try. And it was just like, went down and up, and that was like the spark. That was
did you take that whole thing down? Like, did you take the whole foot long down?
Yeah, I hold a subway foot, you guys. So I hold like it's like 11 inches. I hold like the very end and then I deep throat. God, I wish I could just like show you right now, but I guess you'll have to come check out my cam show or my.
That's the whole
that's
point.
How
yeah.
Yeah. I'm typing like, as we speak. Yeah.
On
yeah.
cam, I will deep throat for $5, you know, which is $5.
Get so it.
$5 tip. I will definitely get you your money's worth in terms
okay.
of
blood. On that note, I want to send everyone to Ava's StreamMate account, streammate.com/cam/AvaDollXXX. You can also follow her on Twitter, same name, AvaDollXXX. She is a deep throat queen. She's a 30-day age, all natural, and she's got a whole lot more about her we didn't even have time to get into. Ava, it's been a pleasure. You're a treat. Everyone, go check her out on StreamMate right now.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's been such a pleasure
thanks,
to talk
Ava.
To you.
Thanks, Ava. Thanks a lot.
I'm going to have to send Skin a couple more titty pictures now just to make his day.
Yes, please do.
Right. Beautiful.
But let me get back to television because okay. We have other shows while I was gone I have to catch up on. And one is that I'm Dying Up Here, which is a Showtime about it's really about the stand up comedy scene in LA in the 70s when all those huge stars broke in through it, loosely based on the Comedy Store, Mitzi Shore. But anyway, this show is on Showtime Sundays, produced in part by Jim Carrey. And this has been, it's not only a good show, because I'm, you know, if you're into comedy and stuff, they're in their second season, but it's, they've been throwing some really nice little nude scenes. I think they've had 8 episodes this season, and 4 have had good nude scenes. And last week, Rachel Joyce was storms out of a hotel room, putting her dress back on, and she bears some boobage. But Ari Grainer, who you see in that picture above, who was just in her underwear this week, she did earlier in the season, did her new debut on this show. So yeah, we're kind of digging this. I'm Dying Up Here. It's been pretty consistent over the last 2 years, getting some nice nude scenes. And I always like it when it's a good show and has nudity. That's a potent combination.
Right? Yeah. I'm with you. I'm totally with you. Good stuff.
Really good. Now, have you heard of this show Animal Kingdom on TNT? Think of like a...
Not the Animal Kingdom where it's like the animal documentary?
No, it's not Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom or anything like that. No, it's about... It's a show. Ellen Barkin is the matriarch of this kind of crime. Like this crime family. And it's all about that. And they're in their third season on TNT. And they had an incredible nude scene last week. On last week's episode, which was the last episode. So it airs Wednesday nights on TNT. You got to remember, Andrew, this is basic cable. So this is why this is great. So there's this girl, and I'm not 100% on the pronunciation of the first name. It's like Dychen Lachman. And we know her. I've talked to you about her before.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Well, that Altered Carbon, that great sci-fi series from Netflix.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you that we think right now it's going to be tough to beat Altered Carbon for best TV show for nudity, because our guys at the Mr. Skin offices were completely blown away when they went through the full season of Altered Carbon, including this Dychen Lachman, who did a ton of great nude scenes in that, and she got fully nude. But I want to say, she actually shows up as a guest appearance in last week's Animal Kingdom, and she plays Frankie, the hot young acquaintance of Dennis Leary, Billy, and there's a whole thing going on. So who is it? I'm trying to remember who the guy is that busts in on her. I think it's Pope. And he goes to kick them out, and he walks in on this Frankie, played by Dychen Lachman. And she was about to jump in the shower, and she's fully nude. And the thing is, I mean, you got to remember, this is on TNT with commercials, but isn't that a great nude scene? Other than the fact she also looks gorgeous, but it's a great television with commercial nude scene, as far as I'm concerned.
Hey, it's amazing for TNT. Are you serious? With the natural light, like you and I love, we've got that great butt, beautiful curve to her back. I'm all about it.
Yep. Yeah, really great. Yeah, she's really hot. And what's cool is if you see our website, you could go check out her page and look at all the great nude scenes she did in this season's Altered Carbon. So good year for Miss Lachman. We're very big fans of her now at MrSkin.com. So anyway, that happened on Animal Kingdom, and a couple other things. We finally came to the end of season one of Vita. Andrea, wow, is this... Now, we talked about how Westworld was a disappointment. Vita, off the charts. So
Vita's the opposite. Not a disappointment at all.
Vita only did 6 episodes on the Starz network, but it's coming back. We're very excited about this. And this show, this is the show that follows the life of these two Mexican-American sisters. One is named Emma, played by Michelle Prada, and the other is Lynn, played by Melissa Barrera. And they're from the east side of L.A., and they're Latina, and they couldn't be more different or distanced from each other. So circumstances bring them back to the old neighborhood, and they're confronted by this past, and this there's this kind of a thing about their mom that they have to deal with. But I got to tell you, Andrew, we were talking about it in content this morning in a meeting, and Vita had some legendary scenes, including, and what's interesting is when I say the sisters are different, one has amazing lesbian scenes. Do you remember earlier, probably about a month ago or so, I showed you a scene from Vita where Michelle Prada, the sister who's hooks up with girls, had a scene with Michelle Badillo where she literally sat on where Misha Prada sat on Michelle Badillo's face, and they showed it on Stars. It was.
Do I remember? Yeah.
Yeah. It is the definitely the front runner for best lesbian scene of the year.
I will never forget that one, Skin. That was.
Oh yeah,
that
no,
was
it's awesome. And then you see in the pics here, we got Melissa Barrera, who is having sex with guys, and those scenes are ridiculously hot. But the girls are beautiful. I watched that face sitting scene again, and it's
of course you did.
It's one of my favorite scenes of the year. And we're only halfway done, but still, this is definitely going to be a top 10 scene and definitely going to be tough to beat as the best girl scene. But anyway, Vita's done 6 episodes. They aired their last episode, in the last week. So I just wanted to give it a shout out. Awesome new show, and looking forward to more episodes from that. So really cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. Good stuff all around.
And last but not least, did want to mention a show called Yellowstone. And you think, what the hell is this Yellowstone?
One of my favorite places to camp.
Well, okay. But I got to tell you, Andrea, you're going to love the show when you see. By the way, we've only seen the first episode, but what we're hearing is there's supposedly going to be a ton of nudity on this, but it's weird. Okay. It's from a thing. It's called the Paramount Network. And you say, what the fuck's the Paramount Network?
Like the studios?
No, it's, they rebranded Spike TV. Remember Spike TV?
Yes. Yeah, why would they even need to do that? Well, yeah, Spike was super geared toward men. Are they trying to make it more like,
I don't know what they're where they're going. I'm not up to on that, but they definitely rebranded it. So this Paramount Network. And here's the thing. So Yellowstone's a new series from Paramount, and it stars Kevin Costner. So it's not like it's a real person,
a real famous celebrity.
Yeah. And he's the owner of the largest contiguous ranch in the country. And this girl that plays his daughter is Kelly Riley.
Whoa.
And yeah, and it's this is their big Paramount's big summer show. So they're really promoting the heck out of this. But here's the thing. If you watch it on Paramount Network on your television at home, you'll be like, oh, that's cool, but no nudity. Where's all the nudity?
Yeah, what are they talking about?
What are you talking about? But you got to go to ParamountNetwork.com and watch the exact same show streaming on their website, and all the nude scenes are in there.
Now, why would they do that?
I don't know.
I
think there's pretty graphic stuff here, and it's tough with the commercial. Like, look at the scene with Kelly Riley, Kevin Costner's daughter. I mean, that is stuff you don't see on basic cable with commercials. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, because the sponsors can't get in line with that. They don't want to tarnish their image.
Both worlds here. We get guys like me who go over there and check it out at the website, and you can see the nudity, but then they don't have to worry about the advertisers. But then on Paramount Network, formerly Spike TV, you see kind of a PG version of the same stuff. So that's the deal. So for anyone out there that's listening to this and they go and check it out on television, they think I'm an idiot for talking about a show with great nudity and you don't see anything. That's the story. So
got it.
This has happened before. These, you know, because of the internet and everything, more and more. More and more platforms are doing the thing. Like Vikings is a great example, where you have like on the American version on the History Channel, you're not seeing nudity. You had to see it in Europe. You know, that's another example where you could see it online or on their Blu-ray releases and all that. But it's just it's just the way it is. But who cares? As long as our guys go and dig it up and show it at the website, you can see all the great nudity from Yellowstone all year. And by the way, I think I'm going to be talking about this more. I'll be talking about this show more because there's supposed to be a ton of great stuff coming up. And it's a big, they're really trying to hype it up, this Yellowstone. So,
I mean, good stuff. What a great way to come back from your Italian vacation.
Yeah, no, and get this, Andrea. Glow season 2, The Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, comes out Friday on Netflix with Alison Brie and Betty Gilpin and company. So that had one of my favorite nude scenes, Alison Brie's nude scenes last year. And I'm really excited about season 2, which will be out Friday. And we'll be definitely talking about that next show when we do our next podcast.
So much fun stuff to look forward to. So good catching up. And, you know, I'm really blown away by today's show. I think my favorite thing, though, of the entire episode was Heather Graham. You know, she doesn't get better with age. She gets more lesbian with age.
Yeah, well, and oh, those Golden Grahams. Yeah, they're fantastic. And she is. And I just love that she's like she's now becoming amazing. All lesbian scenes, you know?
You know what? Get it, girl. I'm all, Heather, don't stop.
Yeah, she gets wetter with age.
I love it. Yeah. Episode 103, guys. I can't believe it. So we'll be back next week and we'll have all new nudity for you.
You're awesome. Thanks, Andrew.
Okay, bye.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.